Well, it wasn't a first class place, you know. But anyway, we moved. Sid was starting the shipyards, and I applied for the shipyards too, and I went to work in a plate shop in North Vancouver, a yard.
Where did you apply to? Who did you go to apply for work?
I guess to the employment office.
National Selective
Yes,
Service. Yeah.
And I was in I got over in the North Yard, and Sid was working in the South Yard. So we got together, and we arranged so that we could both work together. He was an electrician, and I became his helper. And we applied, and we got into the LaPointe Pier yard. We worked there for a long time. It was very wonderful.
Was that common that there would be man-wife teams?
Oh, no. No. But it just happened that we got together. So then we bought a house just about 2 blocks up from LaPointe Pier. A nice little house. And then we got married.
You had gotten divorced by this time.
Yes, we got the divorce through.
Was your husband at all resisting you being
Uh,
divorced?
no, because I wasn't living with him, you see. I wouldn't have nothing to do with him.
So tell me a bit about working in the shipyards.
It was wonderful. Wonderful.
When you first went into the North Shore yards, how did you learn your job?
I worked with a guy on a plate shop, taking big angle irons out and piling them up and cutting them. We had to lift, which was quite a heavy job. But then when I got over to LaPointe Pier, I was an electrician's helper.
Who trained you for that?
You were trained by working. My husband, he was an electrician, and he knew what he was doing about the wiring. We were wiring ships, you know. We were wiring the big, what kind of ships do you call them? We were on dozens of ships and wiring, and one time they put me to work with a young fellow. Maybe this was before I was working steady with Sid. And he sent me way up this ladder and away along, oh, way up high. And I was working with the wiring. And the boss came along, and he says, "What are you doing up there?" And I said, "This boy sent me there." He says, "You get down out of there." And I got over to near the ladder, and I got panicky, you know. And he was panicky. He thought I was going to fall. But anyway, I managed to get down the ladder all right. He says, "Don't you ever go up. Don't you ever let anybody send you up there again."
Why would that be, though? Wouldn't people have to go up there all the time?
Yeah, but he shouldn't have sent a green woman. up there to do it. I knew how to connect wires. I knew that. But I was just, I had no place to stand hardly. I had to hang on, you know. And that was no place to send me. He wouldn't go up himself, I guess. But anyway.
So can you describe exactly what you would do on a ship? How would your day start?
Well, we just get together. When I was with Sid, I was with another fellow first, I think. If we couldn't find work to do, we'd hide. Now that's the truth. That's the truth, because we were supposed to look busy. So we used to go into the turrets, you know, and sit down in there and talk until we could find something to do. And then our boss would come. He'd know we were there, you know. He didn't have anything for us to do, and then he'd find something for us to do, and then we'd work.
So who, if you weren't hiding from your boss, who were you hiding from?
Well, there was ever so many different bosses, you know. Ever so many different people running the job. But,
Was there actually any kind of army presence in the shipyard, like army or navy people who would come and inspect? Or
no, they hadn't taken over the ship yet. They hadn't taken over the ship. It was just workmen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if there was no work, you would hide until there was work. Yeah. When there was work, what would it be? They would come and call you and say, come and do this job.
Well, we would put the lines of wire all along and clamp it on.
This is in the inside of the ship?
Oh, yes, all inside the ship. Mm-hmm. But,
and what would those wires be for? Would that be for?
For the lighting and, you know, the general lighting of the ship, same as the general lighting of the room. Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful job.
What were the things about it that you really liked?
Well, I like working, for one thing. I like fastening the wires in and putting them in with cables and that little. Oh, it was very interesting. But as I say, I just can't remember too much.
Would you have regular breaks on the job?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Would you be alone?
We had coffee breaks, and there was a coffee shop in on the boat, you know, we could go and get it.
And how many hours did you work, do you remember that?
Eight hours.
How are you paid?
Well, I know we were paid very good, but I can't tell you what I got exactly.
Was it by the hour? Or was it piecework?
No, it wasn't piecework, it was by the hour.
And would you spend time with other women who worked in the yards? Did you get to meet them?
Oh, yes. We were all working together, you know. We made one or two fairly good friends. But then when I worked with Sid, I was with him most of the time.
Yes. Were you isolated with him pretty well? Like, did you?
Yes, he was my charge hand, and I worked with him, and he showed me what to do.
Was it the same way for other women?
Yes, everybody had a charge hand.
Were there any women who were, I guess, charge hand? Or were they all helpers?
No, I think they were all helpers.
Mm-hmm. When they hired you, did they tell you anything about whether the job would continue after the war? Or?
Oh, no. No.
What would they say to you?
Nothing. You were just working there, that's all.
What was the attitude towards women?
Very good. It was a jolly... That was very good. I never felt anything wrong.
Was there any talk amongst the women about what would happen after the war?
No, we all belonged to the Union.
Can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, we just paid our Union dues and we figured we were okay.
Were you active Union members?
Let me see, did I go to meetings? I think we did have meetings. The job would be discussed, you know.
Can you recall anything about those meetings?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I can.
Were there any issues that especially concerned women, that women thought were important?
There's nothing special that I... We were all Union people, and... the women were considered the same as the men. There was no difference. They didn't make a difference with us.
What were the issues the Union thought were important issues? Did you mean that?
No use trying to say something when I don't know.
That's fine. Yeah. So you really enjoyed working in the shipyard?
Oh, thoroughly.
Do you remember any stories from working there? Anything that happened that stands out?
No, and I can't. I don't just recall how we quit. I guess we finished up a boat and that was it. There was no more work. I can't recall what happened.
Was that towards the end of the war? Do you remember when it happened?
Yes, I think it must have been. I think the war must have been over when we left the shipyards.
Did your husband leave too, or was it?
Oh yes, we were together. We were really together all the time. And then of course, as I said, we got married.
Did your daughter work there?
Oh no.
Do you remember the age of most of the women who worked in the shipyard?
They were quite young to middle-aged.
Yeah. Were most of them married women? Or?
Most of them. I think there was one or two that weren't married that I knew. lots of them and their husbands there.
Would you spend time with the people you worked with after work at all?
No, because we'd go straight to our home.
What about Vancouver during the war? Were there lots of dances and social events?
Yes, I guess so. I guess so. We used to go to the Ukrainian Labor Temple, and we used to dance there quite a lot. My husband and I, we liked dancing.
Were there a lot of soldiers in town? Was it like an army town?
Yes. And there was a lot of unemployed too. Do you remember them going to the post office?
No, tell me about that.
They moved into the post office, the unemployed boys. And I helped feed them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, the Ukrainian Labor Temple opened the kitchens, and I think there was another couple of kitchens that I didn't get to. And the boys lined up, and we would give them food.
Would you bring the food to them, though? Like, how would you?
Yes, I think it was brought in packages, you know, sandwiches and that kind of thing. Mm.
So did you actually go inside the occupation to do that?
Oh, yes, I was in the post. I was in the post office.
Let me just turn this over.